Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You can work from the road while turning your vehicle into a powerful high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On a network that covers more roads than any other carrier, connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to see if you're eligible for a free trial today. Based on independent third-party data, always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Frank Biden's girlfriend?
Yes.
Who he claims he was sharing the nude photo of himself with?
Yes, that's what he said. It was something private between them, and his phone got hacked and that got posted on a gay dating site.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, Mindy, former Hooters waitress.
Oh, all right. Well, there you
go. How about that? Those Bidens. They know how to live.
It does run in the genes.
Yeah.
Hunter Biden, Joe.
There's a lot going on there.
And this is Frank Biden we're talking about.
Frank Biden. Okay, John and Ken Show. John Cobalt and Ken Champeau on KFI AM 640 live everywhere. iHeartRadio app.
And, of course, we're still keeping an eye on things going on in Israel. Of course, it is overnight in that part of the world. But the President Biden... John, you said his day was done, but actually he was convening a Monday afternoon call with leaders from around the world.
His public.
France, Germany, Italy, and the United Kingdom.
His public
to talk
day.
About, oh, his public day.
His
okay.
public day. He's not going to.
Well, but I'm just saying that doesn't mean he wasn't still doing something work-related. All right, just because he doesn't appear in public doesn't mean he's not back there talking to his aides and working up plans.
I think he could sit at a meeting, but I don't think he can go out in public and talk.
Well, it says he was on the phone with leaders of these nations to talk about help for Israel.
Yeah. Well, I want to hear how he sounds.
You. All right. Let's move over to the crime desk. And, of course, it's the never-ending story after robberies, you know, your smash and grabs. And lately, in the last few months, some people have been fighting back. Of course, we talked about that convenience store in the Bay Area where a clerk took a stick to a shoplifter. This story, though, not so good. We're going to talk about a liquor store in West Covina. And we're going to bring on Blake Trolley, KFI News, for more details on this story, which unfolded apparently last night.
Blake, what happened?
Yeah, guys, last night a 34-year-old liquor store employee was shot and killed when trying to confront two robbers. The store is a standalone store. It's in between a gas station and some townhomes beyond it. So if you just go a block or so, you're in a residential neighborhood. The store has a pretty big parking lot in front of it. And I get the feeling this is very much a store made up of regulars from the neighborhood. We saw neighbors dropping off candles and flowers today. Everybody we spoke with said just such high praise about the people who work at this store. The West Covina Police Department says two men entered the store and began stealing merchandise. Investigators say the clerk confronted the two men and was shot. The two guys are said to have gotten into an SUV, then took off. No suspect information has been given out. We're working right now to reach the West Covina Police Department. I did speak with some people today who dropped by to pay their respects. One guy would not go on recording, but he told me the guy who was killed has been there for about 8 months. He says he moved here from India about 8 months ago, and he was working there, some sort of work visa program. That guy told me that the store does have a stick inside of it to fight off thieves, and maybe the employee was chasing the thieves with it when he got shot. And again, this is just speculation. I want to go to this audio. This neighbor lives in the townhouse that would be closest to this liquor store. He says he started to hear the gunfire last night, which erupted about 9:30.
I just saw like a gunshot noise, like 1, 2, 3, 4, like gunshot type of a sound, like a 22 type of a pistol. And I went in my garage and hid for about a minute to make sure I knew. It didn't sound like a firework, so I hid. And then I came back outside, went in my house, told my family to stay inside, came back outside, seen somebody laying on the floor here, and another person approached this person on the floor, giving him water or something, saying to like hold on and stay with this or something along those lines.
And it sounds like at that point, from what that neighbor told us, the clerk was, you know, in pretty bad shape. And he said, you know, he didn't feel even at that point in time that the clerk was going to make it. People are upset about this. Customers, they say, you know, these are great people that work at this store. They treat everybody well, even people who don't treat them well sometimes. We'll go to this neighbor. He's among them.
With all the smash and grabs that are going on around Southern California, and I have my own personal thoughts, but it's George Gascon. I think it all goes back to our lax. People aren't being treated the way they should be treated and taken to court. So,
what? Okay, so in this situation, did you know the clerk, or did you know?
I know all the clerks at here, and along with the owner, and they're awesome people. They give and give, and even to the people that are mean to them, they give back, and they're very nice people.
So this must just be that much more frustrating.
Oh, very frustrating. And
this woman I spoke with as well was also angry.
Absolutely, and it sounds like it was over practically nothing, just a theft. And, you know, the California laws and L.A. County, I mean, I am angered by that. By the, you know, no cash bail, and you're allowed to steal, and you know, these guys work so hard, and I mean, it has to be somebody that's been here before, and it's heartbreaking.
Now, this killing comes about a month after a woman who works for a smoke shop in Chinatown was attacked while confronting a thief. That man punched the woman in the face. When she confronted him, she went to the hospital and had a swollen eye. He took off with two art pieces. It also comes a month or so after the owners of a jewelry store not far from West Covina, just over in El Monte, beat a robber and chased him down the street with a stick. That was a very high profile.
Oh, we love that one, yeah.
You know,
that was the big fat guy that got chased.
Yeah, and so he had pepper spray. The front security guard came in, pepper sprayed the staff, and they put up a fight.
So this is a normal neighbor. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Continue.
Well, just real quick, John, when I talked to other business owners in the area, they said, hey, look, we're small businesses. We can't take on the losses these giant corporations can. So we're also going to fight back if we're confronted with this. And I think that this liquor store is an example of that. And if that man's theory is true, this is very similar to El Monte, only this time we have a much more tragic ending with the employee being shot out in the parking lot.
Do you know if they were knocked off before this liquor store? Is this like the first time that they've really been hit? Did you find that out? Or?
Yeah, so to answer both of your questions, it's a pretty nice little neighborhood. People were walking their dogs. People were just kind of walking out and about. Just a really nice little residential neighborhood. I really get the idea. This is just kind of the liquor store in the neighborhood. Everybody knows the owner. It's one of those situations. Ken, sorry, what was your question?
Has this store been robbed before?
When I spoke with people, they said this is very uncommon in the area. They say that their zone of West Covina has great neighborhood watches, and on top of that, great police patrol. So, from everybody I spoke with, they said that this was very out of the ordinary for that that part of town.
And they came in there just trying to steal alcohol. It says they didn't get any cash.
Yeah, because you hear the report there, just merchandise from a liquor store. So alcohol, maybe there was some food in there. And you heard that one woman say she's frustrated by the fact that this was over pretty much nothing. You know, this is over not a whole lot of merchandise and not a whole lot of value.
Any video?
We're waiting to see if any video is going to come out of that. You know, we were at the store today for a couple of hours. We didn't get any video, and that may come with when we finally reach the police department and kind of get a better picture of this. I'm sure they're eager to start releasing photos or video surveillance footage of these guys. Because, again, at this point, we really just haven't gotten any, you know, too much detail on exactly what they look like.
All right, Blake, thank you very much for that report. Appreciate it.
Gee, all right, thanks, guys.
You think these two guys have a rap sheet? Or, well, or was this murder the first time they did something wrong?
What do you think?
And how many times...
Small percentage of people commit a large percentage of the crimes.
How many times did Gascon not prosecute them or make sure they were let out early? Is this another murder that he, George Gascon, could take credit for?
And this is the time we're in now is, and we've mentioned this because we're seeing it more, people are just not putting up with this. It looks like this clerk did confront them. We don't know the details of it yet. It cost him his life, which is horrible. I can tell you, I just saw a story this morning that a couple of robbers came to a Manhattan Beach jewelry store recently. Not the same one that was knocked off in downtown Manhattan Beach, because I looked up to see, is it the same store? One of the clerks or persons working in the store fired shots at them and they ran off. There you go.
I think that's what
they pulled the gun.
That's what store owners are going to be doing. They're going to have to.
Because you're going to have to arm yourself because a stick is not going to work against a gun.
No.
Unless you're really quick and you can beat them down before they can pull a gun. But
gun, it's like rock, paper, scissors. Gun beats stick. So you're going to have a gun and you're going to have it very near you to pull it out quickly and fire at the guy.
All right. We got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640. We're live everywhere. It's the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
All right. Well, we were just talking about the continued smash and grab world of shoplifting. This is a great story in the Wall Street Journal, if you have a chance to read it. Because a lot of the times what we're hearing from the politicians like Newsom and sometimes the DAs like George Gascon, we have to go after the people behind these organized retail theft rings. Well, Home Depot did. In Florida, Robert Dell, a pastor, he ran a drug recovery program known as the Rock Community Church and Transformation Center in St. Petersburg, Florida. On the side, they now believe he ran quite the organized retail crime ring. What a story, a pastor. They have now arrested him, his wife, and his mother after a seven-month investigation in which Home Depot cooperated with Florida law enforcement to get the goods on this. This is a 57-year-old man.
More fake religious people. More holier-than-thou criminals.
I knew you'd like that part of the story.
He was the fence.
He was the fence.
He bought the stolen goods from the thieves and then resold them.
This is how it unfolded. Back in March, I love this term, a loss prevention investigator from Home Depot. Loss prevention.
It's the euphemisms. Everyone's got to stop crazy with the euphemisms.
Well, they also call this shrinkage, right? Shoplifting.
Shrinkage. Loss prevention.
Anyway, they identified two people leaving a store carrying two cordless impact wrenches and cordless die grinders that they didn't pay for. You know, where is a die grinder when I need one, right?
I know.
Anyway, the investigator photographed the car, gave the information to law enforcement. So in April and May, they identified the suspects visiting Home Depot stores in seven counties in Florida. They then saw the car drive to Robert Dell's home, where they dropped off items inside a garage. Law enforcement agents obtained details of this guy's eBay seller account, something called Anointed Liquidator, which linked him to the address where the suspects were delivering the stolen goods.
That's a good name, see? It sounds like a legitimate liquidation company.
Yeah, Anointed Liquidator. That's right. You know, this stuff has got to go. It's priced to sell.
Yeah, you're buying excess stock. And you're reselling it online. And the little joke in there, anointed, see? Because he's a pastor.
Oh, the pastor.
There you go.
Oh, that's great.
That's his own little private ha-ha there.
So they arrested the two suspects after they were exiting a Home Depot store with products that were believed to be stolen. One said that she had been stealing items for about 5 years. And she, by the way, Dell would direct them to obtain specific products and would purchase the stolen merchandise. She told law enforcement that there were other groups of people working for Dell, She encountered them while dropping off goods at his residence.
You know how much?
Listen to this. But yeah, this is the incredible part. Go ahead. Yeah.
How much they were making?
How much they were paid initially? Yeah.
$5,000 to $10,000 a day.
Could you imagine? Now, no wonder so many people want to do this.
What am I doing? What are we doing here?
$5,000 to $10,000 a day.
Why don't we just go to Home Depot and clear out the shelves?
That's hundreds of thousands of dollars a month, right?
$10,000. Yeah, so that's
it's a risky job, granted, but then again,
Monday through Friday.
This is Florida. I don't know what the rules are on shopping.
Monday through Friday, $50,000 a week, $200,000 a month, a couple million a year.
Now, she said, lately we're only getting $600 to $2,000 a day because we are not able to steal as many items as we once were.
There aren't any left.
And she admitted she had been arrested before, and the guy post bond payments for them.
Well, look at that. If they were getting $10,000 a day, how much was he making as profit?
Unbelievable. And of course, eventually it says in the story that eBay did flag his account years ago. Flagged his account.
Yeah.
But apparently they're not going to do any big investigation, right? So they're waiting for law enforcement. In this case, Home Depot just stepped forward and said, we got to do something.
eBay doesn't care. They get a cut.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really love how everyone always appeals to the online companies looking for justice. You know, Facebook doesn't care. Instagram doesn't care if your teenage daughters die of anorexia. eBay doesn't care if your store gets looted.
Congress passed legislation in June seeking to deter people from doing this. It says here you're now required to track and get personal information for all sellers with 200 or more transactions and making at least $5,000 in gross revenue during a 12-month period.
What kind of information is that going to be?
Just their name and where they're from.
They'll give you a fake name.
eBay's Bastard. Criminal and Regulatory Investigations Supervisor, that's a title, Christian Hardman said that they work with retailers and law enforcement, reviewing more than 500 accounts every year that appeared to be fencing operations. Look at that. Dell conducted some 10,500 sales from January 2020 until May of this year, netting about $1.5 million. Holy mackerel.
His church is called the Rock Community Church and Transformation Center.
Yeah, it's supposed to be help people center. Rehab.
Right? Yeah, sure.
apparently, he had 1.9 billion listings. eBay in the quarter ended reported having 1.9 billion listings on its website.
Accounts typically
maintain a high positive feedback rating because they sell their inventory far below retail value, right?
Well, of course they're going to have. I bet you he had a great positive feedback rating. As long as you get the stuff out quickly, then everyone will give the fencer 5 stars.
Right.
But the stuff was like, no, looks like it was just off the Home Depot shelf. Excellent condition. What a price. Sure, you get 5 stars for that.
So as I mentioned, eBay flagged its account in 2017. Sales continued for years. It wasn't until 2021 that Home Depot investigators started gathering evidence that the goods that Dell was selling came from, they called them boosters, the people that steal for him.
Yeah, boosters. Also known as thieves.
Boosters.
Boosters.
That sounds like somebody supporting a college football team.
Yeah, yeah, boosters, shrinkage.
I know, they have all these euphemisms for this dirty business.
1.9 billion listings? So they can't keep track of most of the thievery? How can you?
Yeah, they probably
it's impossible.
Can't keep track,
wait a second. 1.9 billion listings, and they tried to crack down on 500 accounts? Woohoo! You got them.
Well, they'll say, you know, the people that do this on our website, most of them are legitimate sellers.
Not everybody's trying
to fence stolen products.
I've seen these sites, and I always wonder, where do you get this stuff? Because when you type in a product you're looking for, you know, you get a long list of all kinds of suppliers.
Right.
And I look, it's like, oh my God! I mean, like, how many people are selling wrenches here? I mean, what?
I know cordless die grinders.
Cordless
right?
die grinders. What's the market for that? It's like 752 companies are selling this.
But what if they're expensive? I don't know how much they cost. But what
I don't
if
know
they
what
cost
it
like
is.
A couple of $1,000s, and he's selling them for like $500.
Exactly. So. Yeah. I mean, I don't even know what a die grinder is.
But I'm not going to.
There's some great
venture
deals.
Either, but. We do know what wrenches are, but
wrench, yeah, wrench. I understand
a cordless impact wrench.
See, I'm so bad when it comes to like do-it-yourself construction tools. My head freezes up when I go into Home Depot.
Absolutely. Oh, is that right?
I actually get anxious and nervous. I turn into Deborah. I mean, I just get overwhelmed.
I have a problem with the smell in there. I don't know what it is. There's like this home renovation smell that I don't like.
I walked in one morning. My wife wanted me to get something. And I walked in on a Sunday morning. And there were all these, or it might have been a Monday morning. And there were all these workers who were coming in because they were doing real construction work, right? Real repair work. Yes. You know, all the guys who drive around in their pickup trucks all day and their vans. And I felt so unmanly. I mean, I just was at a loss. I'm looking
at these. You felt delicate, huh?
I felt really delicate, yes. They knew exactly where they were going, what they wanted, what these things did, they totally in command and confident. I'm going, you know, can you, I'm not sure where I'm going here.
All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere. iHeartRadio app.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Are you considering running for president in 2024 or 2028?
No, not even considering. No, not at all.
This election is a choice about life and death.
We didn't defeat Trumpism. This is the most consequential election.
They choose that as they sell fear around crime. They sell calm around these perverse gun laws.
What we've got right now is not working, and it's about to break.
Look at the sewage that is online that they amplify on these networks and in social media to dehumanize people.
This whole damn border debate is made up.
That's how extreme the Republican Party is in the United States of America.
So it's time to organize, guys. Bottom up, not just top down. Republicans have been organizing bottom up forever. Where the hell are we? As a party to capture the narrative.
I honestly, if I were offering him political advice, I'd tell him to pack up and wait a few years.
I never trust politicians, so I get why you keep asking.
Why am I growling now? In 2023, I will play this for you.
New Hampshire, South Carolina. I mean, where? What else?
And now, John and Ken present the Gavin Newsom is running for president desk. Gavin Newsom may be sort of running for president. Well, maybe Gavin Newsom not running for president desk.
It's still open for debate, right? Depending on what happens with Biden.
He's running. It's just which year. He's ready to go now if Biden drops dead, or he's going to go in 2028. But he's absolutely running.
Yeah, didn't he say in one dopey interview, I have no interest in ever being president?
He's a liar. He's a total flim-flam sham.
Why we brought him out here is because...
Yeah, why'd we bring him out here?
Well, the bills he signs and the bills he vetoes probably also say a lot about his future prospects. That's sort of what we're looking at.
Oh, yeah.
The most important one we got to start with, which he signed, is going to put us on the road, get ready for this, single-payer health care. This is not going away. This is Scott Wiener, your friend from San Francisco, the state senator.
Yeah, my friend.
Never going to go away. This could be many years off, but they did pass a bill, and they want to get a waiver. This is actually pretty simple. To allocate federal Medicaid and Medicare funds to be used in the single-payer system. You see, they have to have federal permission to even get going on this, so they can take that money and stick it into the big single-payer system. It would cover every California resident and be financed entirely by state and federal money. As we've told you before, because we followed this over the years, what this basically means is all your health care stuff would have to go through our stinky state government.
You know what? That would get me to move out of the state. I would set up a table and a microphone right over the border in Nevada or Arizona. I wouldn't work here. I wouldn't be subject to their stupid. I'm not doing this. I'm not having my health care run by Gavin Newsom or whatever dopey successor. It's not going to happen. Everyone's going to move out. Everyone should move out.
In 2022, a legislative analyst released what the single-payer system would cost the state of California. We'll remind you of the numbers, between $314 billion and $391 billion a year.
You know what?
You really trust this incredibly incompetent state government to handle something that massive,
okay,
the entire healthcare of Californians?
I'm going to put up my hand. I think they know this absolutely is never, ever going to get implemented. This is one of those sops to the activists. It's like a task force. It's some little, you know, tidbit, little bit of gruel to shut the activists up. Because you can't do this. You can't tax people to finance $300 to $700 billion worth of healthcare.
Now,
that's not possible.
You'd have to give up your private insurance because we'd now be in a state-run system.
No.
Everything would go through it.
It's not even worth debating. It's impossible.
It's always been, how are they going to pay for this, right? And they would have to tax some people.
Yes. Massive, massive taxes.
So my question, going back to where we began, he signs this bill. How does this figure into his presidential prospects? He thinks the country's going this way, and he wants to act like he's first.
No, he's
even if you're right, it doesn't go anywhere. But
he's
held off on this in years past. He's kind of waved it aside and
said, they have tried 10 times to do this.
Yeah.
10 times, and you know they have internal polling. They do focus groups. This is a loser to anyone who is sane. This is like defund the police. It's just a complete loser among normal people.
He also signed a bill, which is also getting a lot of attention. We're the first state in the nation to prohibit 4 food additives found in popular cereal, soda, candy and drinks, the California Food Safety Act. What we're talking about is brominated vegetable oil, potassium bromate, propylparaben, and good old red dye number 3. Supposedly, this could affect 12,000 products that are currently for sale in California. Now, it doesn't go into effect until 2027. This was originally known as the Skittles ban bill because they had another ingredient called titanium dioxide, a coloring agent in Skittles, but they took that out. But now I'm seeing they're calling it the Peeps bill because apparently Peeps marshmallow peeps have something in them that might, yeah.
This is stupid. What kind of fake harm is this causing that they claim?
Well, they're getting this from Europe. The European Union has banned some of these ingredients because they think there are studies that show it is harmful.
Who do you know that died of peeps poisoning?
That's the question I asked. But Deborah Mark was glad they did this. She said, if some chemical's going to harm me, I'm glad they're not going to sell it in the food in California, right?
But
you did say that.
But yes, she did. But I don't know. How do they prove harm if you ate Skittles when you were a teenager? You die at the age of 82. How do they know?
Most of these things, too, you'd probably have to eat 10 million Skittles to.
Yeah. I mean, I remember the first time when I was a kid and there was some artificial sweetener, I think cyclamates. That they said
it was in one of
the diet sodas, and they said, "Oh my God, it causes cancers in rats."
You know, saccharin, which is sweet and low,
big tumor sticking out of the back of a rat. And then it said, "Well, you'd have to drink 600 cans a day." And that's when I realized, you know, this is another racket. This is a racket for the testing labs. This is a racket for the media, right? It's a way for them to put a scary headline out or a scary news story and get you to watch and. It gives these government goody goods. They get excited over the power they could have. Like, you know, we're gonna ban Skittles. That's what we're gonna do. And peeps are next. You're gonna see. It's a load of crap.
Don't you touch my peeps.
Nobody dies from the coloring in Skittles or the.
He also signed a bill, and this is the crumbling of the schools in California, that would ban what they call willful defiant suspensions. These are middle and high school students who do things like talk back to the teacher, just use their phone in class and ignore the teacher. You could suspend them, but now you can't anymore.
That's why this phony baloney, empty can of a governor, sends his kids to private school. He wouldn't send his kids to a public school that didn't have willful defiant suspensions for 5 minutes. He would never, ever send his kids to public school. And I bet you every single legislator that voted on this, that has children, sends them to a private school.
And my favorite part of this, because the dropout rates are still horrible in California, well, you can no longer suspend and expel anybody who's late all the time or just skips class. So let's see, somebody has like 100 absences. You can't expel him. Yeah. You can't suspend him. So he is going to graduate officially, I guess. I don't know how that...
No, he'll get... No, because the graduations doesn't... They don't mean anything. He's going to come out. He's not going to be able to read.
They just want to lower the dropout rate, so they're coming up with these bills.
It's all fake. The whole school system is fake for these poor kids. He's not going to be able to read. He's not going to be able to write. He's not going to be able to make change at a cash register. He'll just join a gang and start stealing stuff from Home Depot and make a good living. That's the path.
Like so many things, where does this go back to? Oh, racial equity. Children of color are being punished more often for these things. So because it's disproportionate, we got to end it.
The kids who disrupt classes invariably don't have a father at home that taught them discipline, and the mother was too overwhelmed to do her part. That's what happens. And I don't know, there's nothing you can do about this. If you don't have a dad, if mom is overwhelmed, then the kid is going to be out of control in the classroom.
All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeart Radio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We'll bring you up to date on Israel versus Hamas after the news at 3 o'clock. A few more things to tell you about. One more bill, John, that dippity-doo Gavin Newsom vetoed. The Condoms for All bill. Forgot about this. Students in public schools grades 9 through 12 would have condoms available for free at school.
Why do I have to pay for teenage boys to have... Climaxes.
Intercourse?
Yes. Why do I have to pay for that?
Protected intercourse.
They could buy their own condom. Their parents could buy them a condom.
It would have required public schools with grades 7 through 12 to allow condoms to be made available as part of an educational public health program. Well, again, Newsom vetoed this bill, claiming it's too expensive.
The girls should buy the condom to protect themselves. Why do I have to be involved? I'm sitting here. You're sitting here. Everyone's working today, right? Everyone's working, and we're all working so that some horny 16-year-old has a condom. That makes zero sense.
He claims the bill was one of several measures that added together would have added $19 billion in cost to the state budget. So he's clumping this with other bills he vetoed. He also vetoed the magic mushroom bill to decriminalize possession.
This is another thing.
He vetoed that one, too.
What
I just keep looking at these and wondering, what does this have to do with his presidential run? What's he trying to signal here?
He is trying to signal that he is not a crazy, progressive, woke lunatic.
Yeah, he's vetoed actually a lot of their bills in this legislature.
Right. If he wasn't running, then he would be approving this stuff.
He wouldn't care, right?
Yeah.
Or you just let it sit on the desk till it becomes law.
No psychedelic mushrooms, no condoms. What is the government involved in this for? You have so many drug addicts. You got 2,000 drug addicts dying on L.A. County streets every year, and he wants to legalize more wacky drugs.
Some people say magic mushrooms are a great cure for depression and other psychosomatic symptoms.
Well, no, shouldn't that be...
just go out in the forest and gather some?
I mean, shouldn't that be like any other drug that it's highly regulated and prescribed by doctors after scientific research is done?
Meanwhile, exciting news this afternoon. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is running for president as an independent. Now, what does that take to actually get on the ballot of the states? There's some requirements.
Well, right? every state has their own different requirements. Usually, I would think you have to get a certain amount of signatures.
This is great news. He is the GOAT, the greatest of all time. Environmental lawyer, anti-vaccine. I don't think he was getting anywhere with his Democrat bid, right?
He
was not going to get a debate with Biden. He wasn't going to get any.
He had 9% in the votes. So in the polls, rather.
Oh, is that the latest? Because at one point I thought he was at like 16 or 17%.
Yeah, but people found out he was anti-vaccine. And progressive people, they just love their vaccines. They just can't tolerate somebody who doesn't see the wisdom of a vaccine.
Well, he went to Philadelphia today to make a speech, a rising tide of discontent in the country. He wants to make a new declaration of independence. All right.
You know what? He may tap into something.
Who's he going to draw from is the big question. He's claiming he's going to draw from both Trump and Biden, since that looks like that's going to be the matchup. So, and that could very well be true, because a lot of people can't stand or wouldn't want to vote for either one of them.
Yeah, there's so many people who have a personal animosity towards both Biden and Trump that this might be the protest vote.
Right.
I could see that. And he's... he's got some voters locked in just because he's so skeptical of the COVID-19 vaccines. You know, that's a fair amount of people.
Yeah, the Republicans put out some information claiming that also this man thought there was a stolen election in 2000 and 2004 when Democrats lost to President George W. Bush.
Well, everybody's been screaming about stolen elections. The first race between Bush and Gore, right?
No.
They thought that election was stolen for Bush. The second one, John Kerry was complaining that it was stolen for Bush. Hillary Clinton had complained that Trump stole that election with the Russians. Then, of course, Trump and his 2020 election. I mean, it's just standard now.
Polls are showing he has far more traditional Republican support than Democrat support in terms of favorable opinions. So... And I think you're right. A lot of that is the anti-vaccine.
Well, he's got a lot of traditional Democratic beliefs, but that vaccine thing is what shorts people's brains.
Yeah, he was
on
an environmental
sides.
Lawyer, right?
Oh yeah,
and he used to rant about the corporations. And
yes, yes, yeah.
Is a strange cross section of things.
It's because we're just not used to candidates who have a mix of views. You know, a lot of people, I know a number of people, they have a mix of views, right?
Yes, this is true. And I think that is human nature. Not everybody is locked into, right, the traditional, supposedly, ideologies.
I've never understood, you take 10 issues and you say, okay, if you believe the following 10 issues, that puts you in this camp. And I said, why? The 10 issues don't have anything to do with one another. It's almost like you randomly pulled them out of a hat, and then you give a person a label. Well, obviously, you're a liberal. You're a conservative. You're a Democrat. Shut up. First of all, I'll have whatever beliefs I have. I can't stand the labels.
All right, we got more coming up, including the latest on what's going on in Israel, as Israel is pounding the Gaza Strip, trying to get at Hamas and maybe get some of those hostages free. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
And Deborah Mark is live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home, where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.